dedicated team of healthcare professionals, including doctors, surgeons, and the nurses, have launched a 7-day pediatric surgical camp aimed at providing free medical care for over 300 children under 18 years in the Karamoja sub-region. This is the first of its kind camp, which is organized by Amigos in collaboration with the healthcare workers from the Ministry of Health, Mbarara University of Science and Technology, Doctors on Mission International, Bethany Kids, Mwagale Foundation, and South Baptist Missionaries, which is taking place. It is taking place this week at St. Kizito Hospital, Matany, in Napak District. The camp provides vital medical services for the children aged 0 to 18, specializing in pediatric general surgery and procedures and plastic surgeries to address various conditions including hernia, cleft lip or palate, and mobility challenges. Dr. Paul Mleamboga, the Director of Medical Services at Amigos and the team leader for the Doctors on Mission International, announced that their latest camp aims to expand the pediatric surgical outreach program to underserved areas like Karamoja, which was chosen for its significant lack of surgical services for the children. This is what he says.
Why Karamoja? Because here, once you're in Karamoja, the next pediatric surgeon you'll see is in Kampala, which is in Mulago. You have to travel over 6 to 8 hours to ensure that you get into a facility which gives you a pediatric surgical services. So together with partners and friends, we're able to come up with this team to ensure that we have this outreach in Karamoja. And we have put together a one-week pediatric surgical camp. This is aimed at providing pediatric surgical services to all the children for free, because we have been, by the grace of God, able to bring together resources which we believe should be enough to cater for all the children who come. We aim at seeing over 300 children who receive pediatric surgery in Karamoja sub-region. To make the pediatric surgical camp successful, we needed to have a community outreach where we are able to screen for these conditions, where we are also able to offer medical outreach to the population here, aiming that we can identify as many children as possible.
Dr. Deus Dedit Kategereka, the medical superintendent at St. Kizito Hospital, Matany, pointed out the significant amount need for surgical care due to the financial and resource limitations, frequently referring 15 to 20 complicated pediatric cases monthly, while also facing challenges with less common but critical surgeries for conditions like digestive issues and cleft lips, which they see about 2 cases of quarterly.
One of the major things we realized over time was that we have an unmet need for surgery in this place. One of the most prevalent things has been bone issues. In the Raza Hospital, we've not been doing a lot of bone surgeries, I would say. There are so many children with bone issues, especially bone bones, which we've not been handling a lot, and we'll be able to handle it. However, I want to say that cases which seem to be small or in less quantities, but very uncomfortable, and that is what we usually need most of. Like I talked about the cleft lips and palates, almost every quarter we may find that we have about 2 children with these kind of issues. The bone issues, those are mainly reserved for a lot of children. One is that as a hospital, we don't have the specialties needed to do this work. But also attracting the people to do this is also very expensive. Thirdly, the community itself does not have the financial power to pay for these surgeries. Now, that said, that's where this team comes in, because they are bringing almost all the 3 things. They are cutting away the need for our patients to incur the cost. So they will work on the patients free of charge. So that covers for the 3 major concerns.
Madalena Losike, an elderly beneficiary, shared her relief at receiving free medical treatment for her body pain, admitting that she couldn't afford the care due to financial constraints. Helen Rosa Lupo from Napepelu village thanked the providers for their free eye and stomach care, noting the significant impact of the complimentary spectacles worth 250,000 shillings and encouraged them to return to address more serious health concerns like chronic back issues in the area.
So for me, I had a problem with my eyes and my stomach. So I didn't have money for buying the medicine, even for buying the specs. So when I went there, they checked my eyes. After checking my eyes, they gave me this specs. Imagine this specs can even cost you like 150 or 250. Because they had already told me before that you're supposed to buy the specs. But in this service, I'm very, very happy. This service has really done well. May God bless you.